What We Leave Behind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What We Leave Behind. Everyone goes through the experience of birth and death. Everyone goes through the experience of birth and death. Everyone goes through the experience of birth and death. We're born and we die. In other words, we move into this dimension of life, and we move into another dimension of life when we are done with this dimension. These are the beginnings and the ends of lots of exciting adventures that take place in our life, and we just have lots of fun doing them. However, what is it that we leave behind? We always leave behind something whenever we've been somewhere. A plant leaves an aroma of itself. A beautiful person walking through a room just leaves the vibrations of their charm and their magic, their wonder, their peace, their goodness. Oh, how wonderful that is, that we don't even know it, and we don't even know it's happening. And we don't know it's happening when we do it either. And so it is that it's extremely important for us to leave behind only our best. When we walk through a room, do people look at us or not look at us? It doesn't matter. Do they feel our vibrations of peace and harmony and love? Or do they feel that we have been an angry person who has just walked through the room? We've been a person who has not accomplished what they wanted. When a little boy wants to go to bed at night and he's tired and he just doesn't want to go to bed, but his parents want him to go to bed, and he wants to go to bed, but he doesn't want to leave. And so he puts a tantrum up and he shouts and he kicks his feet and he acts in a terrible way. And finally his mother and father take him off to bed and tuck him in and say, "Now, this is time for good night. It's your mommy and daddy's time to share with our friends, and it's time for you to go to sleep." So the little boy snuggles in, and mother and father go downstairs, and they rejoin their friends. And their friends say, "Boy, he put up a tussle, didn't he?" Because they all understand that we don't want to quit. We don't want to quit. But we have to remember, what is it that we want to leave behind? Now, if the little boy, and some little children do this, were able to be wise enough to say, "Oh, okay, good night, everybody, love you," then toddle up to bed and do it, no matter what the age. And this is taught by parents. This is taught to them by parents. Parents think, "Oh, they don't want to leave. Oh, they don't want to be away from us. Oh, children don't want this. Oh, they don't." And of course, then you plant that in the child's mind. But plant in the child's mind, and then time for bed now. And this is a wonderful day that you've had, and it's ready for Mr. Sandman to come along and drop some pixie dust in your eyes and put you to sleep and have wonderful dreams. But you see, parents don't do that. They think, "Now, that dog wants more food." He doesn't want more food. You want him to have more food. That child wants a spanking. You don't want the child doesn't want a spanking. You want to give him a spanking. That's what you want to do. That child is so loving and so gentle. That's because you have thought of them that way. You've trained them that way. You've loved them that way. How great that is, huh? Think about that. What do we leave behind? Well, some of us have had wonderful parents and wonderful people in our lives who train us and guide us and show us a pattern of leaving behind only happiness, only goodness, only peace, only love. Now, if you were to die tomorrow, what would you leave behind? I would like to think that if I were to die tomorrow, I would leave behind the idea that I like me and I am a happy guy and I enjoyed my life 100% in everything I did. And if anyone else recognized that or not, it doesn't make any difference. But I recognize it. And that is what makes all the difference in the world. I want to live each moment of my life so that I feel happy. So that I feel good about it. That's all that really matters, you know. Do I feel that I've done some wonderful thing? Do I feel that I've done some wonderful game, that I've played some wonderful game? You know, we look at these CEOs that get such tremendous salaries, and we think to ourselves, my goodness, how wonderful for them. Well, now, stop and think. These CEOs are merely playing a game using their own natural genius to accomplish what they want to accomplish. And that's rather good, isn't it? They're using their natural genius to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Now, we too have a natural genius. As diverse as it may be, we have a natural genius. And are we using our natural genius to accomplish what we want to accomplish? Are we using our natural genius to be who we are and to be happy and to be fulfilled and to be satisfied? Not seeking after someone else's way of being happy or someone else's genius of being great, but just our own. Are we ready to really say, goodbye world, I had a wonderful time? And if we're not ready to say that, if we've got some projects we want to finish, then that means we are not living each moment to its fullest. If we say, oh, we've got some work to do, we've got our will to make out, we've got our things to do, we've got gifts to give, we've got people to call. No, no, no. Do what you would normally do. And if that normal thing that you do is loving and gentle and kind and considerate and thoughtful and peaceful and fulfilling, golly Moses, what else could you ask for? What else could you want? That's what it's all about. When these CEOs make these great salaries and they do these great things, they're merely playing a game, using their talent, and expressing their genius. Another person might be a sensitive, caring person who speaks to someone like a minister might. And someone comes with their problems to the minister, and the minister says, there, there, you know that you are a beautiful person. You know that you are, but I didn't do this. You know that all the wonderful things that you've done, you are a great person, you are wonderful, you love yourself, you love the world, you love everything, but there's so much more I want to do. Now, just relax. Now, let go of the past and live in the now, because that's all that matters. And you're not going to be remembered for anything. People are going to have whatever idea about you they want to have. If you've been a good person, they may think of you only in the bad thing that you did. And if you've been a bad person, they may think only of the one good thing that you did. And hey, what does it matter? What does it matter? The only thing that matters is how have you lived your life and what have you left behind of yourself? Have you always been gentle and kind and loving, considerate and happy and peaceful and unconditionally loving, unconditionally loving, unconditionally loving? Wow! Have you? That's all that matters, really. Have you stuck your nose in other people's business and tried to tell them how to live their life? What a miserable life you're living if you think you're going to run somebody else's life by sticking your nose in their business. Ah, what a waste of time. My goodness, what a waste of time. Stick your nose in your own business and say, hey, this is fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I enjoy being me. I enjoy being the loving, happy, gentle person that I am. I like that. And when you can say that, then you've got everything going for you. My brother recently died. And before he died, he had a lot of things he wanted to work on. He had this he wanted to take care of, that he wanted to take care of, and he wanted to put this to right. He wanted to get this will in order and get that thing in order, and he wanted to do all these things. And then, just a few moments before touchdown, he changed everything, and he rearranged it. And then he thought, now this is what's going to do it. That's what's going to do it. This is what's going to make this happy. And perhaps if he had had another day or two, he would have changed it again. But you see, he did what made him happy. And he didn't say, now is this going to make somebody else unhappy? Not in the least. He said, this makes me happy. And then the nurse was coming into his room. And he said, nurse, I have something on my lip. And the nurse says, oh, what is it? And he says, well, look close. And the nurse looked close. And the nurse says, "What is it? I don't see anything." He said, "Well, a kiss would take it away." And the nurse had to giggle and laugh. Here this old Kajumanum, he's just got all these things that are on his mind and not on his mind, and he has the time to think of such silliness. And isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful when, no matter whether we're at the last moment and we can find a new direction. Remember the criminal on the cross with Jesus. He says, "Hey man, you're cool. I believe in you." And Jesus said, "Great. Today art thou with me in paradise." You see, the thing is, in just one instant, we can let go of the past. And we can enter into the now, enter into the fullness. What do we leave behind? That criminal may have done all sorts of bad things, but the world remembers him as having found the peace that passeth all understanding. And that's all that matters, and that even doesn't matter. It only is that he found it for himself. He made that last moment decision, and he says, "Hey, life can be beautiful, and I am the one who makes it beautiful." You know, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I have a dear friend in Laguna Hills, and she's been in and out of the hospital a great deal. And she's had this problem, that problem, and the other problem. And she's been living in Laguna Hills, rather a recluse. She has one or two friends there, but her family are in Minneapolis. And they want her to be in Minneapolis. They wanted her to be, and she wants to be there. But she didn't want to be a burden to them. And they said, "You're not a burden. We love you. We want you. No matter what your needs are, we want you with us because we love you. You have made our lives wonderful. You have left behind in our hearts the most glorious person in the world. You are like a mother to us. You are like a father to us. You are like the minister to us. You are like life to us. You are beautiful." And so then, all of a sudden, she decides, "Hey, okay, I'm going to go and live with my delightful friends up there, my niece and nephew. I'm going to go." And so, tomorrow she goes up to live with them. How wonderful that is for her. How wonderful it is for them. What will she leave behind? She'll forget all about Laguna Hills. She'll forget all about California. She'll forget all about this world out here. And she'll be now back in Minneapolis, where she was raised. She'll be back in the country where her family were and where all of her memories are. And she will then get active living there, and she will forget the past, and she will be such a dynamic, lovely expression in the present that no one will ever remember that she ever was there in the past, because they'll only remember the fragrance that she leaves as she walks through their life in the present. You too are like that, and I am too. Now is the only time there is. Now is the only moment there is. Now is the only thing that matters. So let's all live in the present. Have this joyous, fantastic experience in the present. Live in the now. Let every moment of our life be joyous and fantastic. We have a dear loved one who is with us, and she's 89 years old. And she came home from the hospital, and she couldn't go up to her apartment, so we brought her here. And she's here for a couple of weeks before she goes home. Well, now, what is she doing here? She is a sparkle. She is a joy. She is leaving a fragrance every moment of her life, everything that she does, everything. She's not concerned about what other people are doing. She's not concerned about the problems other people have. She's not concerned about anything. And like I said to her, "Hey, sweetheart, you're not just going to sit around on your hands here. Come on. Well, we got things to do. Get down there and scrub these floors." and do. She said, "Well, if I could, I would." You see, she has a right attitude. She doesn't care. She just is a happy lady. And then She says, well, now, what are some things I could do here? I'd like to be useful. And so then she starts thinking of things to be useful. Now, whatever she does is absolutely 1,000,000% unimportant to us. But it is a life to her. It is her expression of what she's leaving behind. And when she goes back to her home in the city, if this is her choice, however she chooses to do her life, when she goes back to them, what will she have left here at the monastery? Well, she will have left her unconditional love, but she'll take that along too, I'm sure. But she'll have left unconditional love. She'll have left the feeling that it's a joy to have her here. It's a joy for us to have her in our presence because she is such a super lady. She likes herself absolutely, and she likes her world, and she doesn't feel anybody owes her anything. She doesn't feel her relatives and family should be concerned about her. She doesn't even bother telling them. She just lives and is always happy. And if she hears from her relatives, she says, hi, how you doing? And they, well, hey, how you been? Oh, just wonderful, just fantastic. She doesn't tell them, I just got out of the hospital, just broke my hip, I just did this, I just did that. That's none of their business. She just says, I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing, you know? And they say, oh, Dodie, you're so fantastic. You always are a happy lady. You're always a happy girl. You don't have one bad experience happening in your life. And she says, that's true. Because no experience that she has does she call bad. It might be a conflict, it might be an opportunity to show herself how wonderful she is, but it's just that. And then she leaves behind the fragrance of her magic, of her mystery, of her charm, of her beingness, of her loving herself unconditionally and all in her world. And her nose is so short. We could all wish that our noses were so short that we kept it out of other people's business. Yes. And my friend up in Laguna World, I got her email this morning, and she's leaving tomorrow for Minneapolis. Wow! She's going to leave behind here in Laguna Hills happy people, happy memories. And she'll go up there, and she will have happy people surrounding her. Happy life to live for a long, 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 healthy time. She'll live a happy life. Yes. What we leave behind, what is it? Is it our happiness? That's all that matters, isn't it? So today, with me, put a smile on your face, put joy in your heart, and live in a world of absolute, unconditional love now and forevermore, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that you are, and that's all that I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.